This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with...
Hi, Mom. Your oldest, Shelley Brim Baggett.
And your youngest, Chip Brim.
Bookends.
Bookends. There are two in the middle. Sometimes we have them, but now we've got the ends here. Now, we're talking about something that the Lord told us. Chip and I flew out to California to be spending a day with Brother Oral Roberts. And the Lord told me on the way, tell Oral, some men can choose the dates of their departures from earth to heaven, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul, but others cannot. Two men who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham, for the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. And at their departure, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. Brother Oral Roberts wrote me back that he accepted that and believed that something extraordinary would happen at his death. So, what is in the heavenlies? I've been seeking God on this. What happened? And I'm sharing with you this week what I believe I've received from the Lord. You can judge it. Mm-hmm. But what are in those heavenlies? In those heavenlies is the double kingdom system. Now, Shelley, start reading for us, and we're offering this book this week, The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan. Brother Hagin said this is the book that inspired him. His little front part that he wrote to the Believer's Authority says that he had read McMillan's writings when he wrote his book. So read there, page 10, and the heading is The Rebel Holders of Authority.
It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the Word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. The great head of these is, in the Gospel of John, three times acknowledged as, quote, Prince of this world, unquote, by our Lord himself. His asserted claim to the suzerainty of the world kingdoms made in the presence of the Lord Jesus, Luke chapter 4, verse 6, was not denied by Christ. Although a rebel against the Most High, and now under judgment of dispossession, John chapter 12, verse 31, he is still at large, and as the masses of mankind are also rebels, he maintains over them an unquestioned, because unsuspected, rule, their eyes being blinded to his dominance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. You see, the whole rebellious system is divided into heavenly and earthly sections. This is found in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 21. These are, quote, the hosts of the high ones that are on high, unquote, the unseen powers of the air, and the, quote, the kings of the earth upon the earth, unquote, the rulers of mankind and their subjects. Both the prophet tells us will be judged in that day when, quote, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity, unquote. Isaiah 26, 21. And with
now,
his...
Now, we'll, for sake of time, we're going to go on, Shelley, to the next page. And we've read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 that there are, we don't wrestle against principalities, against flesh and blood, but against principalities' powers. Mm-hmm. So start reading there in the second paragraph on page 11.
Okay, it says, and the host of the high ones on high is carefully divided in our epistle, Ephesians 6, verse 12. There are first the principalities and powers. The first named
now,
are...
Now let's go on down to the next one.
Okay.
Next paragraph.
Following came the rule... the world rulers of the darkness of this age.
And then finally.
Okay, finally, there are the hosts of wicked spirits in the heavenlies.
Now, Brother Hagin said in his book that Jesus appeared to him and taught him about these different ones. And he said that the highest order that we have to deal with is the world rulers of the darkness of this age. Some devils, I call them low-level devils, and you can read in my book, The Blood and the Glory, about when some low-level devils took after you, Chip, and your college roommates. They're real low-level. They don't, Jesus was told, Brother Hagin, they don't even do much thinking. and they just they're just
turn on a blender. No, just kidding.
but then there are those who are over them, authorities over them, mm-hmm. and the Lord told him the highest ones we have to deal with are the rulers of the darkness of this age. Mm-hmm. They're rulers, and they rule down through leaders on earth, mm-hmm. and they are ruling of the dark system here. Then there are wicked spirits in the heavenlies, and those are the ones that the angels and God are taking care of, and our prayers have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. But a very important thing that we need to see in this is that God has a purpose of this age. And let's turn in our Bibles to Ephesians. And this is what the Bible calls the divine purpose of this age. Oh, my Jesus, I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
We are too.
You should be reading the book of Ephesians. You mm-hmm. should be just absolutely meditating it. Now, mm-hmm. here is the purpose of the ages. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. God wants all men to see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Fellowship means partners, as mm-hmm. partakers, mm-hmm. prophet. We work with him in mm-hmm. fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden God, who created all things by Christ Jesus to the intent. Mm-hmm. This is the purpose of the ages, for this intent, mm-hmm. that now, unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly church, heavenly places, in the heavenlies actually, now, unto the principalities and powers in the heavenlies, might be known through the church, mm-hmm. the manifold wisdom of God, mm-hmm. according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus. Now, according to, and actually the Greek says, the purpose of the ages.
Yes.
Which he purposed in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
It's God's purpose, his eternal purpose, to manifest his power to those evil princes through the church.
Wow. Mm.
Through the manifestation of the dunamis.
Right.
That's the purpose of the ages.
How awesome.
But because Adam gave that over, and he's been seated up here with his heavenly darkness, how long? Mm-hmm. What has determined how long he gets to stay there?
Till the lease
Adam's
runs out.
Lease. Mm-hmm. He gave Adam 6 days. It's about run out.
Mm-hmm. A day is a
now, that
hours.
Heavenly mm-hmm. system where they are up there ruling over, he wants to demonstrate his power. That's the divine purpose of the ages, mm-hmm. and they're gonna remain there mm-hmm. until the lease is up. Mm-hmm. Now, back from Macmillan's book on page 13. Read that, Shelley, for us. The divine purpose of the ages.
Okay, the divine purpose of the ages. The God of the whole earth does not purpose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. Quote out of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23 says, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Again, this is Isaiah 45, verse 23. Ere this can be accomplished, the instigators of human rebellion must be cast down.
All right. The powers of the air, the double kingdom system, it's got to be cast down before every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Now, start down there, Shelley. This purpose, the bottom paragraph.
Okay. This purpose, present and future, is very definitely stated in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Here, it is revealed as the divine will that now, that N-U-N, the present time, unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church, the manifold wisdom of God, in Ephesians 3, verse 10. The church is to be God's instrument in declaring to these rebellious and now usurping powers of the divine purpose, and in administrating their principalities after they have been unseated and cast down.
Now, did you get that? The church is going to administer in the places where those evil princes are now.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading, Shelley.
This is further declared to be according to the eternal purpose of the ages, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 3:11. That is to say, God, through all the past ages, has had in view this wonderful plan of preparing in Christ Jesus a people, chosen and calling and faithful, whom he might place in these heavenly seats to rule through the ages yet to come.
Hallelujah. That's our place in the ages to come. Keep on.
It is spoken of in the verses just preceding as the mystery, which for ages has been hid in God. One phase of this mystery being the wonderful veiling of the deity of the Son of God in our human nature, that we through him might become partakers of the divine nature, as found in 2 Peter 1:4. This exaltation of the saints and its object were revealed to Daniel in the first of his own great world visions. In verse 22 of chapter 7, after the coming of the Ancient of Days, quote, judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdoms, unquote. A little later in chapter 7, verse 27, we read that, quote, the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. This meaning is clear. The saints of the Most High are the overcoming church, raised to sit in the heavenlies. Below them, and as objects of their care, are the people of Israel, called here, quote, the people of the saints of the Most High, unquote. Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but over all will rule the exalted church as the executive of God.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Those seats are still there, that's still that functioning, but so many people don't really see we're not like those sheep nations that come through the judgment, or the Jews who are here on earth and look up and see him coming. We will have glorified bodies like unto the Lord's glorious body, and our place of rule is a heavenly rule down through, and the Jews, well, just like it said right there,
or his earthly people.
Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and be head of the nations, but overall will rule the exalted church as the executive of God. Someone has said, just think of it like this. We're his heavenly people and they're his earthly people. So bless the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to read some of these things for yourself, In the Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan, we're offering it to you for $5. We are also offering Brother Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. You can get these for only $5 each by calling us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Billy Brim and family saying, Shalom.